We take you now to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. On the phone with us is Alan Gomez, reporter for USA Today, who's covering day three of the Hamdan trial. For those of you who need to know the details, Salim Hamdan is the alleged former Osama bin Laden driver who's on trial in a military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay for assisting the 9/11 hijackers and aiding terrorism in the United States. Alan Gomez, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
What happened at the trial yesterday, the specific testimony from the prosecution and the rather dramatic reaction from the defense?
Well, what you had was they introduced the interrogation tapes of Mr. Hamdan from right after when he was captured in Afghanistan. There were two videos, both of them very dark. He's on the floor, and he's at the time saying that he's just a simple worker for a relief agency. He has no idea what those surface-to-air missiles in the trunk are, and kind of going over that, explaining that he has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, that he has no idea what they're doing. These tapes weren't supposed to be introduced until quite a bit later, so it was quite a surprise that they were brought in so early.
Why do you think they were brought in early?
Well, you know, that's a question we had for the prosecution that obviously they didn't get into. But it was interesting because it came right after a full day of testimony from an FBI agent who interrogated Hamdan while he was in Guantanamo, where he was readily admitting that he was an Al-Qaeda, explaining his role and pretty much giving a top to bottom of the hierarchy, what they did and what their responsibilities were.
When you look at the tapes there in open court, do you get the sense, just personally, that the next step for something like this is to maybe raise the stakes and do a little harder questioning? Because it sounds to me from what you're saying that these original interrogation tapes aren't terribly believable as an account of what Salim Hamdan was doing with the surface-to-air missiles in his trunk.
Exactly. It's, you know, whether that should prompt any kind of heightened interrogation, I don't think I'll get into that. But it was, you know, it was clearly the interrogator is, you know, accusing him of lying throughout. The stories that he's telling are quite hard to believe. That day he said he was going off to some other city to buy a car because the prices were a little cheaper over there. Mm. So when you find somebody with surface-to-air missiles, he's got all sorts of radios. He's got, or he had one radio. He had code cards with Al-Qaeda codes in the car, several passports, passport pictures, $1,900 in cash. So when he has all that in the car and presented it with his story, it's easy to believe why the interrogator did not buy a story.
So at the very least, they're making the case to the military commissioners that perhaps he wasn't being credible here, and so some other sort of interrogation tactics were called for. Adora?
Alan, how would you describe Hamdan's demeanor in that tape? Did he seem like he was confident? Did he seem scared? How would you depict what you saw?
There was two videos. In the first one, he's quite animated. He's, you know, actually asks questions of the interrogator. He, you know, gives a couple of responses that are, you know, you could almost describe as comical. He asks him what he was doing with $1,900. He's like, what's wrong with money? You may have a problem with it, but I don't. but then go to the second tape, and he is much more subdued. He is answering in very basic, you know, responses. He's not getting into that sort of back and forth. He's just answering the questions.
Wow.
He's asking if he can shift his how he's sitting, and you can see him kind of rubbing his ankles, rubbing his wrists, and yawning at several times. So, you know, what happened in between there? Who knows?
Alan, quickly before we go, you know, for years you have seen this in the abstract, this whole Guantanamo process. All of a sudden it's being played out in evidence in an open courtroom. What are your impressions of what this is going to reveal? And we just have a few seconds.
Well, it's just these kind of things, the relationships that they have with Al-Qaeda, the hearing the reaction of Osama bin Laden after 9/11, seeing, you know, firsthand how these interrogations are conducted, is, like you said, it's just really startling to see after so many years of just coming and hearing about them.
It's quite a catharsis. Alan Gomez, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alan Gomez, a reporter for USA Today, covering the Hamdan trial down in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.